I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to Hamlin County. Jeff Sternhagen, conservation officer with the Game Fish and Parks, and Ponset, Albert, Norden, Clear Lake. Are any of the lakes going besides Ponset?
Right now, Ponset's the main lake. I've been seeing quite a bit of traffic down there. It just kind of depends on for what ramp they're using, depending on what wind the wind direction is. But, guys are being seen pulling in, their smaller walleyes, a few nice perch, and then some crappies. Albert has just been really a quiet lake. I haven't seen a lot of people there. Norden started to quiet down. Granted, this last week the weather was not the greatest, so I haven't seen a ton of people over there, but I have seen a few nicer walleyes come out of that lake. So, and those three right there, most of the people I've seen is definitely Ponset. So.
Not much fishing pressure, and wind direction probably not good for Clear Lake by Thomas.
Yeah, I was up there a few times, and it's hard to find guys when you got a stiff wind out of the south to use that ramp there. So, been pretty quiet this week.
As far as dry lake north of Lake Ponset, did you ever see any boats or shore fishermen there?
I did see probably about a dozen guys fishing Stonebridge area, and just a handful of them will fish that dry lake site.
Okay.
Basically when the wind's out of that south. There was a few guys the other day that were just out there in waders at Stonebridge fishing the windy side, and They were pretty brave in my book.
Yeah, really, some pretty good wind. Well,
yep.
The ducks in the sloughs, a little bit more water in the sloughs now. Do you look for a good opener in Hamlin County?
Looking at the weather, I think we're going to have a really good opener. It's going to get really cold prior to all that, and, there's definitely plenty of ducks around. So make sure everyone has their plugs in, license bought, federal waterfall stamps purchased and in hand, we'll see you out in the field. So,
Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation officer Kyle Lenzner, and as far as fall fishing, Goose Lake, Pelican, Compesca, Dry, any of those lakes producing?
Dry Lake, a few guys are still trying to get some perch out of there. Compesca, there's a few more guys fishing it. Not a lot of fish being caught, but guys are getting some pretty nice bluegills out of there right now, some of those 10-plus-inch bluegills out of there.
Wow.
Then I've seen a few more guys. There looked like a little more traffic out on Goose here this last weekend, so I didn't get a chance to check any of those guys, but there was more traffic, so I'm guessing somebody must have had a little bit of luck out there, but that one's always a hit-or-miss one. So.
Yeah. Is there still quite a bit of road over that, water over that northwest road?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there's still quite a bit of water over that.
I have heard of a couple of guys catching walleyes out of Pelican on plugs here about a week ago, so that's always interesting.
Yep. Yeah, there's been a little heavier traffic out there. Guys are picking up some walleye. A few nicer ones, but for the most part, quite a few smaller ones, too.
As far as the dry lake by Florence up there, you'd think maybe the shore fishing would take off, but seems like walleyes are hard to come by, more perch biting.
Yeah. The walleyes that are getting caught up there tend to be under that 15-inch mark.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of slowed down. But the perch, guys, if they do some searching and stuff, they're still finding some perch up there.
Good. I think it'll be a good duck opener. I think most of the sloughs have water in it, and the duck numbers are still pretty good.
Yep. Especially you get into that western part of Coddington towards Clark, that area, it seems like there's a few more ducks in that area, which has always been a little better area for the duck hunting. So.
But
for the local area here, it seems like it'll be a decent opener here this weekend.
Well, Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer for Coddington County out of the Watertown office, thank you. Well, this morning we head up to Canada talking to Pro Guide Chuck Kraus, not by Gettysburg, but at Lake Tobin. And where exactly is that lake at?
We are, it's about 700 miles from Gettysburg. We're straight north geographically, probably more so from Rapid City, just straight north. It's actually in Saskatchewan, and we're up here where it's cold. they've had quite a bit of cold weather already. They've had snow a couple of times, and yesterday it rained on and off most of the day. A warm day is about 40 degrees here right now.
So oh yeah,
this is chilly weather.
Well, I know it's $1,000 each for you and your partner, $2,000 a team. I think $500,000 in cash and prizes. What kind of fish have you found, and what size pre-fishing?
Well, it seems like the fish are in the same places we like to fish every year. We actually saw and caught, you know, a decent amount of fish yesterday. So that was pretty good. The leech bite seems to be the ticket again with just a plain hook rig. We've been messing around quite a bit with crankbaits, looking at a lot of water and just checking places out, and haven't caught any big ones on crankbaits. We did catch a couple good ones yesterday on live bait in our same places. We end up, we always seem to gravitate back to the areas we found years ago when we were up here. So hopefully the bite will continue. And you know, there's not a lot of fish being caught, but there's some pretty good ones. There was a 14 and a quarter caught yesterday, and there was some guys that we're fishing with that we share information with. They had a 13 pounder, so it's definitely the place to come if you want a truly a fish of a lifetime trophy. There, you get really big walleyes up here.
Chuck, on your way up, did you see as many waterfowl as you usually do?
You know, I don't think any more or any less. I was kind of shocked that we didn't see more because of the weather they're having. I thought maybe it would kind of boost the migration a little bit, but we really didn't see anything until we got clear up to Yorkton, and then start seeing quite a few, both Canada's and snows, and no more or less, I guess, the rest of the way up. You know, quite a few birds, but not really any more than what we'd normally see. And right here at Tobin, there's probably not as many as what we've seen in the past. So I don't know if they're not here yet or if they've been here and already left.
Well, Chuck Kraus, pro guide out of the Whidlock Bay area up at Lake Tobin in Canada, thank you. Now we head over to Clark, South Dakota, and Zach Thompson, conservation officer for Clark County. And Zach, first of all, upcoming duck season, some well-needed rain. Maybe some of the farmers that wanted to harvest didn't think it was well-needed, but it probably is about all gone already, isn't it?
Yeah, we've seen anywhere in Clark County from 3 inches to 5 inches of rain throughout the county, maybe a little less in some other areas in the last week here. But definitely some needed rain for the ducks and to get some water puddles back up again. But it's been pretty dry officially looking at it. I really haven't seen the water levels come up that much. So if we could get a little bit more rain, I know harvest time's kicking in and need to get some fields out and for these field hunters, but the rain is definitely needed in this area.
Well, as far as fishing, is it pretty much still Dry Lake by Willow Lake number one?
Fishing-wise, it's actually dry one road grade up there north of the county. Not a lot of traffic up there, but I'm starting to see a few fishermen here and there off that. Dry two has slowed down tremendously. I think our bite's pretty well over for the fall. Our perch bite hit earlier, as everyone knows, but definitely slowed down. Very little traffic out there compared to what it was the last couple months. And otherwise, other lakes are just kind of slowing down right now, and it looks like everybody's kind of pushing east towards Lake Ponset now.
Sometimes this time of the year, a few perch and walleyes come out of that east and west Mankey. Has there been much for fishing pressure there?
Not much fishing pressure as of lately, and I'm glad he brought that up, Don, because Just to let everybody know, we are seeing some dead carp in East and West Mankeys right now, as I just looked at that here in the last couple days.
So, okay.
Fishing pressure is really light. Haven't seen anything coming out, but just to let everybody know, the Game and Fish is aware of some of the dead carp in East and West Mankey.
And as far as duck numbers, do you think it's pretty evenly spread throughout the county of Clark?
Yeah, patrolling last weekend, I seen a lot of ducks over, of course, around that Naples, Vienna, Haytie country up through there, and more of the eastern part of Clark County. We're still pretty dry over on the west part, so duck numbers are looking good. A lot of big ducks around, not seeing as many teal as usual, but cooler mornings mean that the migration might come quicker, too, to be able to get those good greenheads.
Well, Zach Thompson out of the Clark County Area Conservation Officer, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to the Brookings offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and starting at Brookings, working south, any lakes giving up perch or walleyes?
You know, I haven't heard a ton of reports recently. A portion of people are still headed up to the Ponset to catch those perch and mostly smaller walleyes. But the one local standout is still Lake Campbell, and the folks are fishing it from shore and they're using I guess basically the best thing when we were out there was just either a slip sinker rig or a crappie rig tipped with minnows and or crawlers. And I think as the water gets colder, the minnows will continue to outperform. But some people were fishing off the bridge on that south end, and they're catching a mix of some pretty decent perch and some nice walleyes and sawguys. So I would think around the region, too, you would probably might want to try Goldsmith. I know the Oakwoods, according to our survey, have a good bunch of fish, but there's also a lot of food in there, and sometimes that one can be a tough bite in the fall. The Highway 81 lakes, we did get a report about a week or two ago that they were starting to pick up some bigger smallmouth bass. Sounds like it's been slow for the bass guys this summer, but they're starting to go now. Down around Madison, Madison's still been quiet. Lake Herman's been quiet. Brant Lake did have a decent bite. People, this was a week or two ago, were pulling bugs and catching a nice mixed bag of fish. So they were getting walleyes, perch, crappies, smallmouth, white bass, all in the same trip. So that's been pretty good. Closer to Sioux Falls, it's been quiet. Once again, we've been moving a fair number of adult perch out of a little rearing pond over by Nunda, and so there should be decent numbers of perch in lakes like Scott Lake, Lost Lake. We even put some in Ravine up by Huron there. So hopefully those perch will take off and produce a good late fall fishery or ice fishery.
And most of the duck sloughs have water in it in the region, especially the further south you go because of the amount of rain.
Yeah, I about 3 weeks ago, I was just seeing a ton of ducks in the ponds. And the only bad thing now is we've gotten so much rain down here that a lot of fields are flooded. There's water on the land, and so the ponds are looking kind of bare, and if you find a flooded cornfield or something like that, or bean field, often there's a fair number of ducks in those locations.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and fishing pressure pretty much down this time of the year?
Yeah, I would say our pressure is down. There's still a few anglers around here and there, but overall the pressure is down. I'm seeing a few on reeds. There's a few on opits. Bitter's got a few, and Wabay's got a few, and I've actually heard a good report or two off of pickerel as well as enemy swim, but just the number of boats out there and about is pretty low.
Did you get a beneficial rain, but did you get enough of it up there to maybe make a difference in some smaller wetlands in the last week or two?
You know, it rained, but no, I don't think we still have some wetlands that are way down. Actually went by quite a few yesterday on the way up to Roy Lake that are dry. So, no, you know, all the rains are helping, but we're still down compared to where we should be.
Roy Lake, it kind of used to be a destination lake for fishing and also for camping. You don't hear too much about it lately, but is that fish population rebounding a little bit?
The walleyes, I would classify as a moderate abundance right now. You know, there's some nicer fish in there, smallmouth and largemouth that tend to be doing well. The perch, there's lots of perch in the system, but most of them are pretty small. So in northern pike abundance is good. So, you know, it still receives, I would say, a decent amount of pressure, but it's just a mixed bag of fishing. It's not strictly walleyes anymore.
I think some guys from here are going perch fishing up on Bitter and finding some at times. There's no creeling now, is there?
No, the creels are done. There are a few people catching some perch here and there. I think big stone's your best bite, as well as ponce are your best perch bites right now. But there's no doubt you could catch a few off of Wabay as well as Bitter and Opitz up to the north. I think it would be a good perch lake right now.
Pickerel might even be a lake to try, ice fishing especially.
Yeah, there's good numbers of perch in the lake. There's some larger fish as far as perch go, and walleye numbers look really good in there, and you might even get into some bluegills on pickerel this year.
1,200 salmon stocked in the Third Avenue Pond here in Watertown. Were they stocked any other locations this time?
No, we only put the trout in the Third Avenue in the fall. That's the one where we feel we can get some ice fishing out of it if they don't get all caught out of it before the ice comes on. So hopefully people will get in there and catch those fish now, and then once the ice is on there, they'll continue to catch those fish. So it provides a good opportunity, rainbow trout in this area, so people a little diversity in their angling.
And then Reitz Lake, that fishing ends when? Public can go there at will till what, the end of September, is it?
Right, the end of September, the gate will go back up across the X there, and then at that point it'll be permission only until May 1st, and it'll reopen.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to Big Stone Lake on the South Dakota side, talking to Jenny at Schmidt's Landing. And as far as the perch bite or walleye fishermen, are they still kind of in that middle to north side of the lake?
Yeah, I have heard even, you know, around Hartford, and then they have been catching perch, and people have been going for walleye and catching some walleye and perch at the same time.
Okay. Weather permitting, there's still fishermen out there on a regular basis then?
Yes. Yep, there has been. And today, with it getting a little bit nicer, has been even better.
Yeah. Are they finding the perch and anchoring? Are some guys just trolling for walleyes, finding perch, and then fishing there?
I think it's both of those. I think people are looking for schools of fish and then kind of anchoring, but have drifting and trolling and then anchoring once they find fish.
Any big bass or walleyes caught or weighed in recently?
I haven't seen huge walleye recently, but people have been catching some here and there. Bass, sometimes you see some of that silver bass, some big ones, and then we're still seeing quite a few really nice bluegill too.
Are they talking about the sloughs have water in them for the duck hunters up in that part of the country?
I haven't heard too much about the sloughs yet. I'm waiting for the duck hunters, and I haven't heard too much about that.
Okay, well, Jenny at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota,
and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.